Today, I would like to speak about melting the heart. Staying in Vrindavan during the month of Kartik does something to your consciousness. You develop new perspectives. Old things which you gave a lot of importance to seem to be insignificant, and those things which were covered by a very busy life in the West, but who had a lot of potency inside of them. These hidden but powerful things come to the foreground. This happens when the heart gets melted. Imagine if you have a mold and you pour melted lac into the mold. Say the mold is the mold of an elephant. Then your lac also takes on the form of that elephant. And so the way you melt the heart in spiritual life is you hear from great personalities who have such a great bhava or love in their heart that even stones would melt. So when you hear their prayer, your own heart becomes affected. And when you then follow their line of thinking, your heart, your new heart, takes on a new form. This is called the art of transformation. In the month of Kartik, we worship Srimati Radharani, and just hearing about her qualities, hearing about her extraordinary service, melts our heart. Once Srimati Radharani was in her own courtyard. She walked over thorns. Then after that, there was a part in the courtyard which was slippery because she had put water over the ground. And then in a third part of the courtyard, she was seen blindfolded, walking in a subjective darkness. She didn't see anything. So one gopi asked her, "Why do you make these arrangements?" And Radha said, "Sometimes when I go to Krishna, I have to cross through the thorny part of the forest. Therefore, I'm practicing now to walk over thorns. At other times, there is monsoon and the path becomes slippery. So I've put water over the mud in the courtyard and learn to keep my balance even in the very slippery ground. And sometimes I go when there is not even a single star in the night sky, when the moon is absent. So for that I'm practicing to find my way blindfolded." So this means a lot of attraction is there for Krishna. And this is what we learn staying in Vrindavan. Everyone is attracted, but the one who is most attracted is Srimati Radharani. Good, let us sit and become mindful about Srimati Radharani's great attraction to Krishna that helps her to overcome all kinds of obstacles.
Dradaina charanana kero bharoso. Dradaina charanana kero. Shri Vallabhana kha chandra chata bina. Sab jag mahi andhero bharoso. दृढ़ाई न चरण न केरू।